Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelItSaves.com. And thanks again for subscribing to the bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore, right? And here's one of them, So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And on page 74, as we continue, Luke chapter 7, verses 33 and 34 say, in God's perfect words, the King James Bible, the 1769 King James Bible, not the 1611, the 1769 King James Bible is God's perfect words without error. It is the Blaney text. And the Blaney text, it's funny, I don't understand why it's not in here. So many versions. Anyway, Luke chapter 7, verse 33 and 34. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And ye say, ye hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. So right there, you're getting a comparison of Christ to the devil. Because he's a friend of publicans and sinners, right? Can't miss that, can you? Let's see what it says in the fantastic Phillips translation. But they actually say it has lack of faithfulness to the text. So why would you even publish this thing, is my question. So here's what it says, Luke chapter 7, 33 and 34. For John the Baptist came in the strictest austerity, and you say he is crazy. Then the Son of Man came, enjoying life, food and drink, and you say, look, a drunken and a glutton, a bosom friend of the tax collector and the outsider. Where's the word devil? Oh, I'll tell you where the word devil is. In your new translations, they don't have the word devil, and you can clearly hear that they didn't even have the word demon in the Phillips translation. The devil is completely gone, okay? So in Luke 7:33, the word devil does not exist. That should be your first clue about the devilish text. The devilish text doesn't have the devil in it. It doesn't have the name Lucifer in it either. Okay, but your 1769 King James Bible does. Okay, and you don't get the contrast of what they're saying about Christ. You don't get anything in the Phillips translation, and that is exactly the devil's job. He does not want you to understand the Bible. He does not want you to understand the devil and or Christ. More next week.